Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better know about it. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalorada Radio. Duggers, where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sick motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Bring a duggers, where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sick motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing. And I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's warm, the dark as fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns, chopping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit we spitting. Wicked bridges, open bridges, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bring it, dog, I swear I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bring it, dog, I swear I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider. It's your host, Havoc, the co-host, Ghetto J, the co-host, Cypher Killer. Sadly enough, Ghetto, you actually here before Christmas.
Wow.
Well, then again, so is DC, but, he don't count.
Chris is slacking, yeah.
I was kind of hoping Chris was here so I could talk to him about something.
Why, are you in love with him?
Oh yeah, let me tell you all about it, gee. Like, I'm just so cheating on you with Chris.
Cheating on me?
I had to do it, dude.
Don't you have to be with somebody to be cheating on them?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You were cheating on me with the sandwich under Havoc's bed.
Again, I say, don't you have to be with somebody?
Well, anyways,
I have no clue what the hell I just called into.
Chris, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to talk to you. Before I was so rudely put in the penalty box yesterday, Chris was talking about Ryback turning heel.
Yes, that would be
and
correct.
And once again, I state, just as I said with CM Punk, Ryback is not turning heel. What it is he wants the WWE Championship, okay? And what it is he is what I call an anti-hero. He's only out for himself. He's good,
but
more evil.
Then what about the fact that they need to end Raw with, like, a bang? And because The Rock was too injured to be a Raw,
bang,
and the next year's Mania match, they turn right back heel.
Ryback is not going to be a heel, though, dude. Ryback is anti-hero. He attacks everybody that serves his purpose.
Well, that's not true. Man, they had him playing, like, this good guy, man, for, like, a while now.
Well, that's understandable. I understand that. But I see him as well as... Well, CM Punk, yeah, he is heel now. But at the same time... He was an anti-hero. He was never a face to me, you know?
I understand with Punk. Like, if, like, Cena gets injured again,
Punk's
injured right now,
la, la, la,
that's
la,
what's
la,
that.
La, 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 la.
What did I just walk into?
That's what Chris said just a minute ago.
You walked.
He deserves 5 minutes in the box for being a copycat.
So what you walked into is DC talking to his boyfriend Chris.
Chris and I aren't together. What don't y'all understand about that?
Everything.
What did she say? What did she say?
She said that she loves you.
What? I did not.
She wants to have your children.
No.
No.
First off, I refuse to have children. Because I'm a bad motherfucker, and they always say your kids are going to be 10 times worse.
Yeah, you're pretty bad, man. 10 times you, oh my God.
All the drugs, all the back talking, all the fuck yous, and you're a bitch.
Wait. So, DC, so you mean if you would have kids, they would be 10 times gayer than you are now?
I don't even know how to respond to that one, dude.
Because he knows
he's got you on that one.
I'm gonna be completely honest.
Well, it's not necessarily
doped out. They would be just completely dope heads, saying fuck everybody. Okay, that's just how it would be. They wouldn't have no respect for a single fucking soul in this world.
Yep.
No, if my kids are like that, hell no. I would be disowning them in a heartbeat.
No.
I wouldn't disown them, but I mean, I'm probably going to have to take a belt to some asses every day.
No. And apparently DC's kids, Ian Walsh, be hitting on anything with a dick. So, yeah.
How the hell will he make kids if he has no dick?
He could donate his sperm, I guess.
No, but...
They have no dick, so there will be no sperm.
Sperm is a nut, not dick.
That guy's trying to bend it.
All you gotta do is like stick a syringe in the nut.
Whoa. Did Chris just say he's trans offended?
I said he's trying to defend how the hell you can have a kid if he has no dick.
Honey, it don't matter if you don't have a dick or not. You still have the balls, and the balls is where the semen is.
And the balls aren't for sale.
Uncle Man, won't you?
No, they could put a needle in there and suck the semen out and put it in a little glass jar and refrigerate it.
Man, she knows all about that.
I don't think I'd like a needle going in my nuts very much.
She knows all about sucking the semen out.
Hey, I don't give head, thank you very much.
That was actually perfect, G. I commend you on that one.
He commends me. It's because he loves me, because he's weird.
And Craig don't kill.
Okay.
Craig does kill.
Wow.
Apparently, having coworkers says it doesn't.
Yeah.
Is this the idiot dude that likes Lil Wayne?
Yes, and the same dude whose shoes I pissed in.
Well, there you go.
I have played him pissed in his shoes again. He said I should have.
It's funny because the fact that we're talking about the fact that, you know, he just kind of starts saying, cigarettes kill. I'm like, no shit, I smoke cigs and weed. And he goes, his friend died from smoking. But yet, then he mentions the fact that his friend smoked weed, cigarettes, and did crack.
Well, crack will do that.
I already told him it wasn't the weed, it wasn't the cigarette that killed your friend.
It was
the crack.
Could have been a mixture of the crack and the cigarettes.
Oh, shit.
And then just randomly he goes, crack doesn't kill.
Wow.
You work with some fucking idiots.
Has he ever seen the commercial, "This is your brain on drugs"?
Okay, so I have to vent on another situation other than the whole Juggalo bullshit that we vented on last night.
What are you talking about?
I logged on to Facebook today.
Uh-oh.
And what
do I see?
That
was your first mistake.
Yeah, that is true. I'm getting tired of Facebook with a passion.
And what did you have to train? What did you see?
I see one of my exes.
Oh, great.
Saying...
Unfriend.
They're asking, what the hell is Molly?
They're asking that, or they asking
all kind of dumbass people straight responding to it, talking about, oh, it's cocaine, meth, and bath salts mixed, and it's this new drug that's killing people. And I just want a bit about how I hate fucking dumbasses.
I think you just did.
Yeah.
I think he's describing what he hates dumbasses and trying to realize that he is one without putting it in a bad way.
Putting it in a bad way?
He's trying to say nicely that he's a dumbass without trying to figure out the way to say it without pissing himself off.
There's really no nice way to say it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But besides that, did you see anything important on Facebook, maybe?
I seen some black girl dancing, booty shaking.
Wait, hold on. Was it in Walmart?
No. If I see that, dude, I'd probably share that shit right off the bat. I wouldn't even be able to finish the video before I shared it.
I saw some video like that earlier, actually. It was some black chick shaking her ass at Walmart in different sections. She's like, I'm twerking by the cakes. I'm twerking by the milk. It was just really random.
I found a fucking awesome video of a girl hula hooping today.
Oh, yeah. I probably seen it.
Yeah.
That bitch, she was hula hooping to the thrift shop by that Macklemore kid.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yep.
Oh, yeah, with the hula hoop? Yeah, I shared it.
Yeah, that shit was fucking sick as hell. I still never shared a video I seen on Mandy's wall, though, dude. That was fucking sick as a motherfucker. I loved it. I gotta go back on your wall and share it, Mandy.
My favorite one is the Super Mario cat.
That's what I'm talking about. That motherfucker jumps right at the perfect time, dude. He's like, doing it.
whenever I'm, like, feeling upset or whatever, I go watch that video, and it just makes me laugh.
So I've got coupons for $2.50 off the board.
How do you have a coupon for cigarettes?
Sounds very easy.
$2.50 off Newport, you can't beat that shit. I ain't never seen a cigarette coupon worth $2.50 anyway.
Man, I ain't never seen a cigarette coupon.
I get them every month.
I guess you gotta smoke.
I knew it. Hold on.
You do what? You're blonde?
No.
I think she did.
One of my homies' wife passed away yesterday morning, and I didn't know from what. I just found out she had ALS.
ALS? What the fuck is that?
It's a disorder. Like, it deteriorates. It deteriorates all the muscles in your body, but slowly at a time. And... Hold on.
Was somebody mocking her?
I think that was DC.
Oh, DC's just dying over there.
No, I was choking, dude, on some water.
Well, because he's dying, we might as well put him in the penalty box so he dies in peace.
No, dude, that ain't fair. I ain't done it wrong.
I think it makes more sense.
Gotta put him in a box anyway.
Rest in peace, DC.
Sorry, my friend, you did not beat the streak.
Rest in peace.
However, for the first time ever, Mick Foley has finally beaten Chris Jericho.
Okay. Well, for the first time ever, Big E beat AJ.
Yeah. Boom and slapped her ass.
Well, he had to finish the job.
Of course.
That dude was just so excited.
It was the best moment of Raw.
Now, see, you'd have to go back and see the second part because, you know, I missed that.
I thought I was rewound to see it. I was like, oh, he slapped her ass too. Nice.
And she smiled about it too. She liked it.
Of course.
What? What?
No worries.
Because he doesn't pay attention until we're talking about the
you're talking about WWE. That's when I don't pay attention.
Well, he must not pay attention ever.
I mean, we could talk about TNA, but then we're just talking about their stupid Aces and Nate storyline at another end.
Man, then nobody pays attention.
Exactly.
Shut up.
No.
What's that?
That will not be played tonight.
What's that, 5 minutes?
Yes, it is. Guess what? You get 5 minutes in the box. Have fun in there, maybe. But no, like,
so her and DC are dating in the box. Well, that's nice.
Use protection.
AKA.
I think you need, like, triple protection with DC.
Yeah, like a machete.
Well, that's one type of protection.
Machete, knife, axe, you know, a whole bunch of protection like that.
I was talking protection for sex, but...
How the hell would he do it anyway? He has no dick.
Well, you know, they make condoms for chicks.
Yeah. They do, unfortunately.
So, it's easy to have one of those. Got it.
It'd be really weird.
So how about the fact that my Maria Playboy will be here tomorrow?
From ordering it today?
Yes.
How the fuck's that possible?
Let me find the thing for it again.
What, do they live down the street or something?
Rhode Island.
Or is it the one-day shipping, which costs like $80 extra?
Chris, how about the fact that this is Rhode Island?
How much was shipping on it?
It was free shipping.
Free shipping?
Yeah. Free shipping plus the tracking number.
How much was it?
$8.99.
$8.99?
Yeah.
I gotta be a
used
one.
It really does.
That's okay. I already spent $150 already on Amazon.
For what?
Friday the 13th. Ultimate Collection comes with part 1 to part 8 plus the Jason mask.
Damn, a Jason mask. You bought it at the fucking dollar store.
Of course. So now he's going to go into work wearing a Jason mask.
I'm sure he's already done that.
Probably has.
Well, I haven't done that. But
now he's going to.
He showed up in the hospital, man, holding a machete, coming out to the theme of Fandango.
What the hell was up with the crowd wanting to sing the Fandango song? I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this shit?
They sang that until they left the building.
I know. I watched what happened like after Raw went off air. Like,
yeah,
I found YouTube. They were all still singing it, and they started playing the song. I'm like, how the fuck is this guy over?
Well, that crown definitely gave him a nice push.
Yep.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be nowhere right now.
Exactly.
After all those failed moves at WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
Like Jericho, he fucked up his lion salt, and, you know, then he had to lose. Triple H fucked up the pedigree. Dolph Ziggler fucked up his little famous thing. Brock Lesnar knocked himself out.
I think the Raw after WrestleMania was a lot better than WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, I think it was
there weren't that many
probably set up like that for a reason.
Hell, there were like no botches on Raw. At WrestleMania, there were a whole shitload.
Every fucking match. Like Seth Rollins jumped out and smacked his face off the wall.
Yeah.
Like I noticed all these things while I was watching it too, and then it was just funny somebody put together a video of all of it.
I didn't see that video, so I just laughed.
Yeah, it's called like Biatch Mania or some shit like that.
Biatchmania. Oh yeah, I'm sure you can find that.
Yeah, it's like 229, the number after it or something like that. Because our good old friend Stiff posted it, Havoc.
Oh, great. So, is that dude even still making music?
I don't fucking know. I think so. I don't talk to him.
I don't either. I think I deleted him.
Jeez, man. I'm going to delete all your music friends.
No, just him.
Just him.
Yep, it's definitely 229. It was uploaded a day ago. About 15 minutes long?
Yeah, something like it. Well, it's only like the first like couple minutes, because after that, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Bite me.
Why do they get so angry when they come out of the box?
I know, right?
To be honest, like, I thought I was still in the box.
They're like, why the hell did you let me out of the box?
That's what you really
the reason I knew I was out of the box is because she was out of the box and she got out, or she went in after me.
I think it's funny how...
That kind of sounded wrong in a way, just to let you know.
I think it's funny how DC was out of the box for a good 3 minutes. and he had no clue until we unmuted her.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have did that.
That's okay.
I don't know how to tell if I'm out of the box.
Say something.
Oh, that, and plus it tells you, muted, unmuted, and Gail G's voice.
Yeah, it tells you when you're unmuted.
To be honest, I didn't even know he was in the box. I just know I got put in the box.
Come on, didn't you see him in there?
No.
Yeah, with the pacemaker.
No, dude, when we're in the box, it's just complete darkness. Like... I get paranoid like an X-ray victim in a dark hallway.
I don't know what box you're going into, because when I'm in the box, I have my own little world.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a mom. I just like sit there and put my hands to the front and then to the top and then to the side. And then I just did the Macarena.
That was unattractive.
Actually. So you do the Macarena and I'll... An invisible box.
Wait, was he just saying when he gets in the heli box with Big Homie, doesn't like a rain in it with him? What
oh, man.
Fuck?
Big Homie would really enjoy that.
No, just,
that
wow, really?
Loud in my box.
I'm sure he would. Big Homie. What did you just enjoy that?
What?
I'm not Mexican.
What? Yeah, what's that got to do with being Mexican?
Because Mexicans invented the Macarena.
So you're saying Americans don't
racist,
do it?
That is racist, my friend.
I don't know.
And I don't think Ricky Martin was a racist.
No, he was just
Macarena.
Gay.
What does Ricky Martin have to do with any of this? He's a fag.
I don't know. Did Ricky Martin do the Macarena?
No.
Okay. Damn. Well, I was fucking retarded.
So, apparently, I have been cursed by a warlock on Facebook.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yep. So Harry Potter cursed you?
Yeah.
Well, we can curse them here, too.
Yay!
Because I was trolling. It was a bunch of juggalos, and I was trolling them just for the hell of it, because I was bored. And he was like, you don't know who I am. I am a warlock. I am powerful than you.
And then that's when you simply reply, this is not warlock.
I was like,
war,
you're
bro.
A wizard, Harry. No, I told him, I was like, you're a wizard, Harry. And then fucking one of his friends was like, you need to stop fucking with us before we fucking go over there to Miami, Florida and beat your ass. I was like, whatever, dude.
Wait, hold on.
Here's what should have happened. They should have cast a spell on you, and you should have said it didn't work. Go back to Hogwarts.
Like, yeah, man.
Wait a minute.
How are they going to come beat you up, man?
Wait a minute.
No, you shut the fuck up. If they're warlocks, man, yeah, like he said, man, you got the whole spells and shit or whatever. How the hell are they going to threaten you with coming to beat you up?
That's what I'm
saying. Hit him in the head with it.
Now you can go.
All I heard was a WoW reference, and then I just kind of like listened in, and then like I heard Hogwarts, and then I stopped listening.
Wow, man, she heard World of Warcraft, and then she started.
She has selective listening.
No, what I told him, I was.
I don't
like,
know.
All I know is
I heard her go, and all I could think of was Grumpy Cat.
I love Grumpy Kitty.
Good.
I told her, I was like, we'll finish playing your Dungeons and Dragons. And they all got pissed off. And then, the funny thing about
Dungeons
it is
Dragons,
wife,
he was the shit.
His wife came into the situation and was like, you better stop talking to my husband like that. And she was like, well, it's whatever. I really don't care. Because once this curse gets put on you, you're done for life.
Okay, so what? Is this that movie with the three witches where the girl's singing, I'll put a spell on you, and now you're mine.
Well, that whole situation was funny.
I can't even remember the name of that movie, but it was a good one.
What, Hocus Pocus?
That's a good movie. You forget the name of it.
Yeah. What payphone guy said?
Hocus Pocus.
He put money in the other payphone beside him and dialed 411.
I was gonna say, isn't it Hocus Pocus that you're thinking about?
Yeah.
I seen that shit the other day with my little brother.
God, I haven't seen that movie in years.
You see that? You saw that movie, and then you got cursed.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man.
It was a premonition
right now,
of what
feel,
is
yo,
to come. That's all it was.
I feel that supernatural power, man.
Okay, I need to stop smoking cigarettes. I really do.
And then my friend joined in, and he was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, I'm just having fun.
I'm going to, like, keep smoking cigarettes, and then I'm going to be in a hospital bed having havoc change my bedpan.
What?
No, you're good on that one.
You're the one that works at a hospital.
Man, he don't do that, though.
Fuck, nah, you're on your own with that shit.
I'm going to pull
the
phone
off to make him do that shit.
Today and with wood like Vince McMahon.
Be right back. I'll be right back.
He's going to find more quarters.
Well, you be right back, and we'll put you in the box in about 5 minutes.
Go find a change machine.
Yeah, I have to go run and get the change machine.
Oh,
Who's going in the box this time?
Payphone.
You are.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say any of my words or anything.
I mean, you could.
It does not matter. The penalty box holds no exceptions. I went in earlier and I did not say a thing.
Like you're about to right now?
No, you were just being gay, so, hey.
You could just say the alcohol made you do it.
Yeah, and the crack.
Blame it on the alcohol.
So who's ever on a soundboard, go down the Bravo Gator and press VIP wasted.
Well, since, you know, he's not going to be able to find it, I'll do it myself.
trying to decide on what Pokeball I want to buy.
May as well buy a Charizard.
I could.
But only if it's a real Charizard.
And if it was real, I'd definitely buy one of them.
Not a damn Pokemon card.
Again, very fucking. You're in mute. Darren, nah, the Pony Box for listening to music outside of the show. But no, if I could bring, if I could have like a fucking Charizard, man, I'd bring him to work. But every single idiot that I work with in front of him, I just have him fucking and just do one giant ass fucking flamethrower.
Wait, hold on. Why would you take him to work?
To kill my coworkers.
Man,
so
you
can
just got
kill them.
You just got your job back, man.
Oh, yeah, well, not all my coworkers, just idiots.
You can't think about killing them already.
Like, what I want to do is I want to take a rat, and I want to put it in a one of them Burger King Pokeballs that they used to give them golden cores in. And I want to, like, throw it at somebody and say, Rattata, I choose you.
It's like the worst Pokemon ever, but... Well, I mean, you know... So is the owner.
Oh, yeah.
But,
no,
yeah.
I'm a Pokemaster. I've been poor on several occasions.
Did he really just say that?
Yes.
Well, since he said that, he should go back to the penalty box.
No, man, that ain't fair, dude. I can't be here much longer.
Gotta catch them all. Yeah, put them in the box.
Exactly.
Gotta catch them all. You're in the box. I gotta be the very best.
In the box.
How the fuck's that song go? I can't even remember, like, the melody of it.
That one.
What? That wasn't it.
That's not it either. What's going on over there?
Somebody running into a wall or something.
Sounds like it. Hey, payphone bitch. Stop running into walls.
Is he kicking the phone to make it work?
I think he is.
This is just for you, DC.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It's for the Pokemaster in the box, man.
Yeah.
He's got some devil on him, though.
The bee in the box.
I think it's funny how DC hung up just to call back in.
Yeah, because that's going to get you back on real quick.
Well, DC, you're stuck there because I got to take a piss. So, here, you can listen to this.
Yes!
What?
I just found the best thing ever!
What is it?
The T-Pain app on the iPhone!
An iPhone app?
It's the best because whenever I sing, I sound just like T-Pain.
Who would want to do that?
Oh, my goodness, I'm the best singer that I ever heard.
That doesn't even sound good.
God damn, I'm good.
Not really.
My name is Underrated, but you can call me Underrated. I smoke the weed that you,
are you
want
dumb?
To smoke, and you can't smoke like me, because I'm underrated, bitch.
Quit playing on this damn T-Pain thing, man.
Blah, 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 blah. Quit playing on the T-Pain.
Oh, man.
Don't hate.
Man.
Humble County, Humble County.
Are you serious?
One time.
Can we get back to work?
Why don't you stop being mean to me? One time.
I just want
to
work, man.
Why don't you just go and eat some donuts? Eat some donuts.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Why don't you stop being mean to me? Probably one of the best skits I've ever heard.
I read that great.
No, that was just big homie, you know, playing with some sideboards.
No, that was my TV Family Guy. Dewey shooting the gun at Brian.
I'm playing Killer Instinct.
Yeah, no, Chris, that was definitely big homie, not you.
Oh, no. This is my shit.
What the fuck?
My bad. It's that bunny warlock, man. It fucking got to me.
So, you're playing a video game?
Yeah, of course. How you doing, man? Fucking this dude up. It's crazy how I still remember the fucking combos.
Oh, this is kind of like DC's dying over there.
Yeah. Oh, man, first, two things to say real quick. First off, Havoc, I never hung up. Somehow I got kicked out of the host queue, and I just followed myself right back into it. And second of all, when you started the song off, G, while I was in the box, I just started singing it anyway, and it was just happy that you played it for me.
What song is that?
Pokemon song.
The Pokemon song.
Oh.
Like, he, like, said the first line, and I was, like, starting to sing it in the box to myself. Like, hell yeah, I remember this.
See that, man? It was
and then, like,
really
I heard the actual song and seen how off I was. I was like, damn.
They need to make Juggalomon, yeah, for real.
What are you talking about?
They need to bring back the original Digimon, dude.
You're in a box again. Put them in a box.
No, what did I do?
Ain't nobody like Digimon. What the fuck are you talking about? but they do have a Juggalo Pikachu that somebody made a picture of.
They're both saying. So,
what?
I put them both in the box together. DC and Big Home.
What the hell did Big
so
Home?
Why do you keep trying to stuff them in the same payphone? That's really gay.
Yeah, the phone booth is only so big.
Why was I muted in the first place?
I don't know. I just figured, you know, you and DC are just so close, you know, y'all should be together in the box.
No, that's okay.
Hey, you guys are always in the same payphone together, so might as well.
No!
Apparently we're trying to...
Wait, what the fuck? Why is Justin Bieber on this show? What the hell is this?
Why the hell are you watching a show that has Justin Bieber on it?
Why is Justin Bieber on CSI?
Hopefully he's dying. For real.
Like, seriously, he's just in the crowd. Like, what the fuck?
Didn't he pass out and fucking fell down the stairs or some shit like that?
What?
It was some crazy shit that somebody posted. they said some shit about Justin Bieber had got done doing a concert or whatever, and he just fell down the stairs and passed out.
Well, that's really funny, you know, but I don't know.
Not as funny as Lil Wayne going to the hospital.
That was hilarious. But, you know, my dreams can't ever come true. He's still alive.
Unfortunately.
Nobody's dreams can come true.
Here's my dream. Both of them in cars crash into each other, and they both fucking die.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would work, except, Chris, your dreams never going to come true either.
You need all these
rats. And they're never in the same state, so it doesn't really work.
You know what's crazy? It's crazy that they kill all these they kill all these great rappers, and then like fucking they leave all these fucking rap rappers alive. I'm telling you, man, it's a conspiracy theory.
So are you saying that their plan is to kill off everything that's good?
Basically, we do.
That's a stupid idea.
So did anybody else see that that Carnival Carnage sweater in Raw?
Depends on which one.
Yes, we saw it, Big Homie.
By the way, Big Homie, you realize that was in Carnival Carnage, right?
I think the white hoodie was.
Yeah, the white hoodie was, and then the one next to him was the riddle box.
Yeah, I thought it was a riddle box. I didn't pay attention to see the Carnival Carnage.
The real bright yellow shirt's the only thing Havoc saw.
I have a picture of it on my page.
What the hell? Why do you have a picture of that?
Because it's funny.
Do you know them people?
No. It's just something random.
Did you get it off a Juggalo page?
No.
Because people usually, you know, find shit like that from, like, wrestling events and just post it up, like, look.
No. I took it with my phone and I sent it to my homie. And he had posted it up on the page.
Because, like, the one event that was here, I was sitting behind this person that had a big hatchet mask on.
I need to get Mortal Kombat, man. I need to get some Mortal Kombat and Street Fighters up in this fucking computer.
What? What about Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter?
I said I need to get some Mortal Kombat and some Street Fighter in my computer.
I see.
Because I have the Super Nintendo emulator on my computer.
Okay. So, Gary, did you know that apparently Lil Wayne plans on being the best skater in the world?
Wow, that's like the biggest fail statement ever.
Yeah, so there you go. There's two failed skateboarders now.
Wait, who's the other one?
Justin Bieber.
Wait, he skates?
Apparently, that friend Oakwood says, Justin Bieber says, explains that. Wait, it says, apparently Lil Wayne hit him up the other night, and he was going to his video shoot they had, blah, blah, blah. He was skating here in Los Angeles. And he goes, I was going to go skate with him, but it was like 4:30 in the morning when he called. It was really too late for that. He's into skating like it's his life when asked to rate his own skills versus Wheezy's. Bieber explained that it's more complex than that. I mean, it's different. He said, I like more street stuff. He does a lot of vert stuff. Vert is like ramp, street is like rail, and kickflip. They're different in their own right. Apparently they both skate.
What's title skate?
Yeah. No.
Now, if only, you know, they could both break the fucking neck.
Yeah, they could do it. They could do it together.
Yeah.
Then a lot of bitches will be crying, but who the hell cares about them?
And then it would be time for somebody good to take over music.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let the underground
take
over.
I got
over.
The penalty box blues.
That was annoying.
Man, it's a good thing you don't sing the blues.
And I think it's funny, you know, just because he was singing the blues, fucking Chris put him back in the box.
It was horrible. That was almost as bad as Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's up there.
And that's what he calls up the best in the world, singing the blues.
Wow. How about the fact that Lil Wayne refuses, who's a shitty artist, refuses to work with another shitty artist?
Who's that?
Justin Bieber.
He refuses to work with him?
Yeah.
That's funny, because Nicki Minaj did a song with him.
Cool. Wait, I'm like totally lost in the situation. What's going on now?
Oh, you know, DC said he loved you.
Call it.
He said that, and we put him back in the box because we don't allow gay shit on JRR.
Well, of course, if that was the case, then, you know, you wouldn't be on JRR.
And yes, I'm not gay.
You fuck animals, though.
And so does Havoc.
Oh my god, man. It's, people just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm in a roll today, man.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, so here we go. It's right here. Lil Wayne refusing to work with Justin Bieber. And right here, Breezy has revealed that the 17-year-old has been harassing him for a duet. But he has turned down the chance to see it with Bieber, as Wayne is concerned he could hinder the You Smile singer's squeaky clean image.
Well, it's probably for the better that they don't work together.
My guess is just that Lil Wayne knows he'd probably be making out with Justin Bieber, and he doesn't want that to get out. He's making out with a 17-year-old.
Well, first off, who the hell calls that a duet?
Exactly.
Because those two homos aren't going to be singing together like that, you know?
Shit.
Oh, but.
Uh-oh, somebody got a message from D.C.
Hey, bud.
And D.C. has re-added me to Facebook, but yet I have yet to accept it.
Who added you?
D.C.
Who? D.C.
Yes.
Wait, are you going to say Mike Jones now?
He wasn't your friend?
I thought he was, but I guess, he either deleted himself or I deleted him. I don't remember what the fuck happened. Yeah, man. He added me. He said, add me back. Yeah, I have yet, but I haven't accepted yet. So he's just sitting there.
You hear that, DC? You're even in the box on Facebook.
Well, Oh, Mandy's back in the box because she's not talking. Her shit's too loud. There you go, Mandy. How about this, Mandy? We'll trade you. You go in the box, and we'll take the Blues brother out of the box.
Hell yeah!
How about we do? Say we did.
No, so, like, can I start singing the Soul Man now?
No.
I fucking died.
Fucking died.
Yeah. And plus, if you start singing the Soul Man, you go back in the box for an hour.
Oh God. Okay, I'll shut up. But you know, I do got one thing to say since I'm finally free. You know, now that I'm a free man and I've seen that horrible life on the inside.
You see the endless black hole.
Really? You put me in a box again?
well, damn it. Say what you need to say.
Pour you up a bag in the box again.
Is he in the box again?
No.
Nope.
Damn it, say what you need to say then.
What?
You got one last chance.
Okay.
We're gonna have the hour in the box.
Now, I found it funny how Chris over here was talking about Justin Bieber and Lil Wayne, when in reality, he is Justin Bieber from a parallel dimension that just has a deeper voice because his vocal cords got penetrated by Lil Wayne's monkey bar.
First off, you're wrong. He does not have a deeper voice.
No.
Work with me here. That was comedy genius.
That was not comedy genius.
It was like almost genius.
That was more like
almost
comedy gayness.
And yes, I heard your comment, Ghetto, about how I was even in the box on Facebook. That was gold. And no, Havoc, I did not delete you. I don't know how I got deleted from your Facebook, but that's the second time.
It's the Facebook police.
That's the second time. I think there's something going on there.
I'll be honest, I didn't even notice that you were even gone.
Once is a coincidence. Twice is what the fuck.
Well,
of course,
now
I don't really post shit on any of y'all's Facebook until, you know, I get kicked from JR four times.
Do you want to make a five?
Ghetto.
And then he got to come demand things at me. It's like, you don't treat Jungle family like this. If you don't put me on the show, I'm going to boycott your shit.
I didn't work, did it?
No. It was just a misunderstanding because we didn't know it was you.
I'm still waiting to see who this fucking James character is, dude, because if it's Huber, y'all are going to see me make the fucking fun out of this motherfucker.
You're never going to see who it is because whenever he calls back in, we're not unmuting him.
Come on, now y'all at least let me hear his voice for about 5 seconds and I can tell y'all if I know him or not. Y'all can fucking put him in the penalty
box.
Then
go to the
RJ. I don't care. I just want 5 minutes of voice action so I can just hear who he is.
What are you talking about?
This faggot from Mobile that calls in here, other than myself.
Go to the archives and figure it out.
He just insults him and shit. He don't even know who he is.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it might be somebody I know, dude. When y'all say James, and there's only a select few juggalos I know named James here in Mobile.
Oh, I don't think
one of them's cool and one of them's a bitch. That just thinks juggalos is cool, like the bad
DC though, that he'll probably be in the box a lot more tonight since I'm going to be leaving in a minute to get some sleep because I got to work tomorrow. And
I have the track that would be a perfect push-off track because you play this every other night. he died tonight. So here you go.
I didn't say I was going to do it yet.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood night.
Yeah, Chris, you realize I didn't say I was leaving just yet, right?
Okay.
All right, what were the two boy characters' names of the Animaniacs? I can't remember.
Gecko and Wacko. Gecko and Wacko, and then there was Dot.
Jacko, Wacko, and Dot.
Oh, not Jacko, Yakko. Why?
Yakko. Okay, you're Yakko. Ghetto's Wacko, and Chris is Dot.
Do you really want to get kicked off the show?
Not really.
Because I can do that.
Jeez, Chris, be
I'm
nice.
I'm all right, power-hungry Pikachu.
So you're
oh,
more like a,
wait,
so
if I
you're more like
him
a ride,
the show, man. Then you'll just be bitching at Ghetto.
Bitching at me, good luck.
You'll get blocked by Ghetto.
Ghetto ain't on Facebook. Good luck.
That's why it'd be funny as hell.
Damn. And I don't know how to get in touch with Chris on Facebook to bitch at him.
Wait, you don't know who Chris is, man. It's easy to find.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be that hard to find Chris, though.
Well, there's like probably a million Chris's on Facebook.
No, just look up a Chris and then we'll go to Havoc or Ghetto's page and just look up Chris.
Yeah, there you go. If you really wanted
to. Well, I can't do it on Havoc because Havoc is like private, considering that we're not friends.
Good job. Leave it that way.
But I am friends with Ghetto on all three of his profiles.
Oh,
damn, man. He's stalking me.
And as I was telling you, there are three profiles. Even though there are four.
There's four. Wait, there's four?
Then now who are you calling a stalker, Ghetto?
Chris.
The F.U. Demonica page?
What are you talking about? That's somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's somebody else.
Yeah, speaking of which, whatever happened
chick I know.
To Demonica and Dawn?
Yeah, those two bitches don't call her anymore, thank God.
Well, they got caught in a hashtag and they kind of died.
Yeah. Hashtag got shot in the head.
Last time Dawn got called in, or she called in, she got picked on by the artist we were interviewing at the time.
Yeah, Psycho Jesus.
Exactly,
yeah.
Which was hilarious. He hit me up on Facebook saying, after the interview, "Hello, I ain't really 41.
So what,
fuck with people.
What really happened with that? Did anybody send any pictures and shit?
Psycho Jesus,
I don't know.
Isn't that like Miss Keese's old man or something?
Yeah, that's her
yeah.
boyfriend.
Okay, and no wonder because wasn't Dawn? No, Dawn wasn't a lovely lady. Demonica was.
No, they both were actually.
Really?
By the way, you
okay.
realize Miss Keese doesn't run a LLJ.
Yeah, it's two different people.
I do know that, dude. I do know that. Kissa does.
There
Kissa
you go.
Kissa too told us. That's why Psycho Jesus picked on Dawn and Demonica.
But how does he know who Dawn was?
I don't know. You said he picked on her, and I figured it's because she was a lovely lady.
He didn't tell me he just picked on her because he loves fucking with people.
He was like, I bet you you're fat.
He was like, not being biased against fat people. And then, like, Drama posted his song in the chat room, "I hate fat people." Just, like, fuck with him.
Yeah, man, he did make a song about fucking fat people or whatever, man. And this dude I know, he heard that. He's like, man, that song almost explains me exactly. And he got real mad about it.
So you're like, if he made a song called I Hate People, it would have been so much easier for me to relate.
Yeah, I mean, there was really no need to make a song about hating fat people.
Yeah, it was perfect for the interview.
No, I mean, he did make some good songs in this time, though.
Y'all need to do an interview with MC Chris.
Who's MC Chris?
I want candy.
Bubblegum and taffy. Yeah, dude, I want to know how well he knows 7 of 9.
He knows what?
7 of 9, that was in one of his songs. 7 of 9 was a character on Star Trek Voyager.
The fuck? Nobody watches Star Trek.
Yeah, nobody watched that, man. Nobody.
Except for nerds.
Exactly.
Or geeks, man, because I'm a geek.
Now, if we were to choose, man, I would choose Star Wars, man. Star Wars is much better than Star Trek.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Star Trek was more realistic.
Star Trek can kiss my ass. It sucks, it does.
Yes, the Yoda says.
Yeah,
okay,
Yoda. The funny thing is, man, Chris kind of pulls off the Yoda persona a little bit better.
Yoda's a pothead.
Ghetto's a pothead. I
don't know, that
so.
Would be havoc.
The Yoda's a pothead.
Yes, yes he is.
That's why he's so enlightening.
Well, then you got some weird shit going on. You got a brother and sister making out. That's a little weird.
Put Yoda in your bowl and smoke him.
The fuck?
On that note.
This isn't How High. We're not smoking at that party.
Women, children, men go work in some of the town. Everyone's got to make a living.
In the world.
When I get to the top, I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where
what
I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block.
Great Oak Street Elementary, a few blocks from the Inglewood Cemetery. I lived through hard times according to my memory. Then I learned to rhyme like I'm reading out the dictionary. I still walk to the Kelso Market, even though I get to walk them red carpets. My family lived in my grandpa's garage, so I started working just to help out my pops. It all started when my grandpa crossed over. Now one day I'ma be a crossover. Right now it's just who is that girl, but one day I'ma be all around the world. Still get grounded, I always stay grounded. Still do chores even when I'm on tour. One thing for sure, I'ma always be me. That West Side, Becky G. Stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, what you know about the in and out line? And what you know about that 405 drive? My life is changing quickly right before my eyes. It hits me every time that I'm on Hollywood and Vine. If you wanna date me, you gotta ask my daddy. And my 30 uncles, you can meet them in an alley. And one day, I'ma bring home a Grammy. But no matter what, I'll be bringing home Randy's. Donuts, so what? Holler when you see me. I'm still the same beat, even when I'm on TV. Stay rocking J's with my diamonds and pearls. You can take me out the hood, but not the hood out of the girl. Yes, I love sushi, love my calamari. But ain't no better chef than my very own mommy. If you can't catch me roaming in my barrio, I'm with my listas praying the rosario. From the black, always had a
from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Inglewood, Kelly girl for life. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Latino stand up. What tight? Yeah, yeah. LA.
And we're back.
Yep.
Man, I really thought he was playing Jenny from the blog, yeah. Well, I was like, really? Jennifer Lopez? Really?
Well, on the good news, it made fucking DC hang up.
And pretty much everybody else.
He fucking got everybody to leave, bro.
The only person besides us who's still on Tony Box, Mandy.
Man, you were supposed to leave, but yet you made everybody else leave. Wow.
Congratulations.
I'll keep that in mind next time I want somebody to leave.
I'll have it good.
How about the fact that fucking Juicy J is not from fucking 36 Mafia signed to the same label that fucking Kesha and Becky G are on.
My what?
Okay, Becky G and Kesha are signed to the label Emo Sabe Records, which is ran by Dr. Luke. But someone that me and you know very well, Ghetto will not know him personally, but Juicy J of 36 Mafia is signed to that same label.
Just him?
Yeah.
What about DJ Paul?
Oh, just him. Which, of course,
So what the hell's going on with 36 Mafia, then?
I have no clue.
Does Hypnotized Mind still exist?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it still exists.
So Juicy J is on the same label as Kesha.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Hey, fucking Becky G's dead. It's dope that Becky G put out a new fucking track and video.
Man, does she have anything original?
Problems, the Monster remix, and Problems, and the original version of Problems. That's probably. And along with Turn the Music Up.
Well, that explains why she covered a Kesha song, then.
Yeah, because she's on the same label.
Well, hell, man. That girl's young as hell, though. But she got more talent than most people, you know. Actually, that made it.
Hell yeah, but, yo, that's what I'm saying, yo. She's talented as all fucking hell.
And she hasn't made it to the point in her life where she'll be swearing all the time.
Okay, yeah, she did Otis, which is a cover.
Hell, man, can fucking... That chick that plays Penny off the Big Bang Theory just appear in front of my car, too. What the hell? What?
just put out a cover of Take Care by Drake.
Oh, God.
Then she put out a track called Wish You Were Here.
Speaking of Drake, that was actually somebody that Madrox said that he enjoys listening to.
Yeah, I know.
Which is kind of crazy.
It really is. Yeah, so turn music up and back up in the block. I want like the audio on. And problem audio, only three original tracks that she's put out so far.
No, that that Becky from the blog is not original.
Well, no, but let's see here.
So that's only two tracks then.
And oh,
hey, at least it's more than Cold 187.
Well, Oath was only written by her.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, she did do a verse in it, though. I think she more gave at the share.
Yeah, she did. But honestly, I think it's just dope to the fact that, that she wrote the track. But allowed somebody else, to do it, record it for her.
Yeah,
technically, if she really wanted, since she wrote the track, she could have, recorded herself, and then had Kesha on the, the one verse,
No, God, no.
No, not Kesha, I mean, Shea Lloyd.
I don't know why the hell you put Kesha on anything.
I have no clue.
That's girl.
Really, Chris?
For what? Well, she's been here for 20 minutes.
She's busy.
Yeah, she's busy talking and laughing.
And yeah, her giggling makes her go back in for 5 minutes.
Now she's trying to start talking.
She tries to talk right when I'm here.
It's ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
So did anybody watch the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Nope.
He said no.
Well, why not, Chris, man? Chris, see, nice to Chris, now, this is why you should watch, because, you missed the chance of your, seeing your boyfriend CM Punk be a social guest referee.
I don't really care
God.
For the
oh
Hall
my,
of Fame.
Oh my
I
God,
know
dude.
Who's in it, but it just really does nothing for me.
CM Punk in Chris's favorite match ever, special referee. That's too much. Too much.
Oh, AJ.
I mean, yeah, because the fact, Mick Foley was talking about the fact, that he's never beaten Chris Jericho. So Jericho fucking hops onto the fucking stage, lies down, and fucking Mick Foley fucking just like delivers a fucking elbow to him, and fucking Punk fucking counts to 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Jericho,
yeah,
we're going to need you to lose again.
Yeah, this time at the Hall of Fame on the stage, you get pinned 1, 2, 3.
See, man, he's willing to take the fall anywhere.
Yeah,
that's why I know he really gets excited when he returns. Oh, Jeremy's back. Who's he gonna lose to WrestleMania
this
year?
Wait! Well, except for you, Chris, you got excited when he returned.
You were probably one of them idiots that believed that he was going to come back and actually, do something good. Instead, he just, did what he always does, and that's
return,
talk,
put people over,
talk shit, talk shit on the crowd.
This is the whole aspect of what he does now. He returns, puts somebody over, and leaves.
Well, he does. Well, he does have a rematch coming at Extreme Rules.
And it will be exactly like last year when he had the rematch with CM Punk at Extreme Rules and lost.
Wait, a rematch with who? Fandango?
Yeah.
He had a rematch with CM Punk last year and lost to CM Punk for the second time.
Man, we really don't need to see him fight Fandango again.
Fandango sucks at wrestling, even though apparently New Jersey likes him.
Unless that dude's going to show up with, like, a moveset, we don't need to see it again.
Oh, but, you know, I just want to see Jericho fucking, you know, fucking beat the shit out of him with a steel chair.
Man, they need to hold that pay-per-view in New Jersey.
That's the only place that people will cheer for him.
And motherfuckers loved him, man. It was crazy.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these fans? We're not in Canada.
It's probably the best crowd I've ever seen.
Really, it was funny as hell. I'm like, oh yeah, so let's hear Randy Savage in a Randy Orton match. Totally different Randy.
Yeah, man, they cheered for everybody. They even had him cheering for the camera guy because of John Cena saying something. Man, at the end, they had Michael Cole standing out there just, you know, clapping like a retard, like, the whole time.
Pretty much. All right, so, Chris, now you can take over, and I'm going to play a track. So, you know what, Chris? I'm going to play the best track ever.
Sure, now that you made all our listeners leave, now you're going to go.
That's okay, because of the fact Chris gets the best track ever.
quarterback.
Man, I didn't know Chewbacca was in that song.
It was a remix. Definitely better version of that song.
Was that a mouse?
I believe so.
You realize we can hear you?
Yes, I know. I noticed that y'all can hear me right when y'all made the comment about my sneeze.
Oh, that was a sneeze.
Yeah, that's how I sneeze.
Interesting.
Well, that sounds like a really good time.
I've sneezed like that ever since I was little.
I'm sure you heard the not part.
No, I didn't. We both try not to sneeze again. And there go my dogs. These are absolute idiots.
They thought they heard a mouse.
Of course. It all makes sense that they hear a mouse and they start going nuts.
No, they like barking because they can. We'll bark at anything.
Prove it.
I'm not going to go out there and make them bark because my mom will be pissed.
And that would be funny. So prove it.
No.
She can't prove it.
Actually, I can because I live with them. I just don't want to because I don't want to piss my mom off.
So she did not know how to make her dog bark. Well, that.
I have seven dogs, dude.
Seven dogs?
Yeah.
Why?
Because one of the males knocked up another two of our females, and then we kept three of the puppies, and then we got a new puppy.
Man, I sure hope you have a big house.
We somewhat do, yeah.
Fucking walking everywhere is a damn dogger.
Just imagine if all seven of them start fighting each other.
Yeah, man, you could be the next Michael Vick. Get a whole dog
Manny,
fights in your house.
The new Michael Vick.
Shit, man, I thought three dogs was a lot. Fucking seven.
No, my grandmother's
worse.
She has nine.
Jeez, man, do you all get together with your dogs?
No.
But
my grandmother has 6 acres of land, so it's good for her.
Man, I gotta be a lot of fucking food, man.
Not really. Not if you keep them, like, on a scheduled thing.
What, you feed them once a day? What, you feed them, like, once a day?
No, twice a day, just a certain amount.
But still, you said $9, man, that's still a lot.
I don't see how that food can last with nine dogs being fed twice a day. Yeah,
well,
so buying new food every week.
Every 2 weeks.
I mean, hell.
You got to think about it. It's not one type of dog food. It's two for her.
Well, how would I have known that?
Come on, Chris, you're supposed to know these things.
Yeah.
If Big Homie was here, he would know.
He'd have an explanation.
Where is
and
DC?
Then we take stop using a fucking payphone and mute him.
I thought DC was still on. Unless
you made him leave.
Havoc made him leave.
That's funny.
Havoc made like everybody leave.
Yeah. Then he left.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm about to sneeze again, and this is not cool.
Well, I think this track fits right now just because of the whole situation or whatever the hell it is.
Lord, look over us. Let it be a peaceful journey and not danger in any way.
To do with this.
Because I don't like these motherfuckers. This whole world is fucked up. And I'm a product of this fucked up world. I need help.
She doesn't want to go to bed, but yet, well, she's tired, but she doesn't want to go to bed, and she wants to cause havoc.
Well, that's nice.
Wow, you two are exciting.
Yeah,
what?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this one song is. Murder is Masturbation. And why
yeah,
the
that,
fuck
that
on the soundboard?
That would be by Nothing Face.
I can see that. I've got to see whatever the fuck this is.
Fuck it. It's a good song. Fuck it.
I dedicate to having.
I'm not awake, but I'm not dead. The drugs are late, lost my money again.
They never gave you anything. You think you get the fucking point? I'll live until I'm fucking killed. Left in an apartment, I can't find a way to get to this fucking hell.
Definitely a good song to dedicate to having.
Yeah, kill that motherfucker. I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Kill all the mini Chewbaccas. because we do not want them in this world.
Why not? What's wrong with Chewbacca's?
Well, with having as a father and their 20 times dumber. Do we really want that?
Well, no.
I think that answers the question.
What the hell was that?
Hell if I know. That's Mandy.
Oh my god.
What don't you want to hear about?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
We want to hear about it now.
No, y'all don't.
Yeah, we kind of do.
They hurt you.
So,
because they don't say, well, one of them doesn't even say it, so it's all good. No, it's not, because it's not even a real low.
Okay, she's talking to some other people. Who cares?
And Ghetto just doesn't like to talk much.
Let's see. And you just giggled
I'm
again.
I'm sorry,
so
I don't talk to people that are in the background on other people's telephones and shit. I don't do that.
I'm actually on Skype while I'm on the
Whatever,
phone with you guys.
Man.
Have you not figured this out?
And yet you giggled,
man.
So you have 5 minutes in the box. So here you go. And now we go to the track. Well, you're in there for your 5 minutes.
I am a soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of...
This is torture, this is pain.
in turn. I sacrifice it all for my salvation. When my work is done, there will be no more who will destroy me. I am the God of
Okay, and we are back. And I think that she likes whenever I put in a Tally Box, putting stupid stuff on my Facebook, which really doesn't do anything for getting her out of the Tally Box anytime sooner. Oh, well.
What the hell are you complaining about?
Oh, no, she posted something stupid on my Facebook, thinking it will get her out of the Tally Box sooner. But I think that should just keep her in the Tally Box for the rest of the show. Because, no, it's fun.
Okay, then.
But I'll consider laying her out in a few seconds to see what she has to say about what she posted on my Facebook.
Well, what the hell is she... What did she post?
You have 5 seconds. And you're giggling again. I can put you back in.
I'm sorry. That was twice I've had to do that to you. The first one was the one that tagged someone that you think that won't get laid, and I tagged you. And then the second one was that cock-sucking statement.
I think she tagged me in that one because she knows Havoc does it better.
Go ahead and put me in the Tally Box because I'm going to be fucking laughing my ass off.
Well, I think of it like this. At least today's show's almost over.
Hey, at least DC ain't on.
Thankfully. Well, if he was, he'd be in the Tally Box anyways.
Speaking of which, is he on Facebook right now?
The only people on right now are me, Ghetto, and you.
I'm not on
Facebook.
I'm the only one on Facebook. Well, besides you.
I have him on my Facebook, but like...
Man, DC's probably the last person I'd look for on my Facebook.
He really is. That's why you don't have him on my friends list. And he will never be on my friends list. Because I don't like having... Guys, his name are Dickless and Thunder on my Facebook.
Ow. God damn it. Blubber, nigger, barger. Dumbass.
Man, it's almost as bad as the censorship for WWE.
That is horrible what they try and do with that.
Oh, my God. Wait, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was getting comfortable on my bed.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Looking around the songs, trying to find the weirdest one, might go to a random spot. Hard to do. And no, we are not playing that again.
I wasn't actually doing that, thank you very much.
You're asking for it to be played. But I don't think that needs to be played. We're going to play something annoying, that's being more annoying.
No.
But I
don't
really think there is anything more annoying than that.
Well, we're waiting.
Hey, do something annoying. I can't find anything annoying.
Wait, you waiting on who?
Me, it's who's an annoying song to play. I can't even find one that's playing. How about we go with... I got one. I can fucking find it again. Havoc's favorite song that he'll never play.
Make poop. Everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop. Everybody going on a date, make poop. Everybody running late, just make poop. When you're dodging traffic cause you gotta take a dump, no matter how good you drive, you'll always hit a bump. But you will get home now sooner or later, but cross your fingers that you have toilet paper. If you got a shit and you're stuck in traffic, your palms will sweat and your ass will twitch. Ain't that a bitch? If it starts to come out, just give your cheeks a pinch. Pinchy, 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 pinch, poop, poop. Have you ever had to take a shit at a zoo? Maybe at school, maybe in a pool. Sometimes I have to take a shit in a drive-thru. Ooh, make poop. This song goes out to the truckers. Man, I feel bad for all you motherfuckers. Make poop. The people who like jumping out of planes. Make poop. The people who get stuck in the rain. Make poop. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Make poop. Everybody just need to make poop. All the girlies do it like Britney Spears. Pushing out a nutty buddy face full of tears. Mr. T has problems with his colon, cause every time he shits it looks like Gary Coleman. Whenever you go and take a crap, do you ever turn around and take a look back? Do you shit before you pee? Sometimes I pee before I poop, and when I poop I pee freely. If this song makes you feel weird, make poop. Who cares about the other people? Just make poop. Everybody has a butthole, make poop. If someone gets mad, tell them they make poop.
That's it. I haven't heard enough people out there talking about making poop. So what am I gonna do? Make poop again.
Make poop. The people who like smelling their own fart. Make poop. The people who think shitting is an art. Make poop. The people who like riding on a bike. Make poop. Shitting is a part of life. Just make poop. When you're at a party and you see somebody hot, they walk your way but your stomach ties a knot. They grab your hand for you to dance. When you get to the floor, you shit your pants. And it runs down your leg and into your shoe. The music stops cause it smells like poo. What you gonna do? You run to the bathroom with your dingleberry stew. Sweaty, slimy, stinky, smelly, fuck, fuck, fuck. You get to the back and the bathroom's locked. Your body gets hotter cause your ass won't shut. Remember when you're out of toilet paper, use a sock. I am Mr. Safety, but my real name is Corey. Believe it or not, I make poop every morning. Make poop, the people in the USA. Make poop, the people who live in the UK. Make poop. Just make poop. All the Asian people do it like Bruce Lee. Shitting out a Milky Way, riding up a tree. African people do it with a beat. One time I almost shit myself riding in my Jeep. Cause I'm just a stupid white boy. I think it's funny when people get annoyed.
When
does this song make you sick? I'll pull down my pants so you can suck my wiener.
People with a shallow mind aren't worth pleasing. Cause everything I do is always there for a reason. And it's never the season for misbelieving. So be open with yourself because that's who you must believe in.
And Ghetto has left. I told you, I can find the weird songs. Sometimes it takes a minute to find it.
Yeah, but I had a feeling Ghetto would leave, because he normally leaves when that is playing.
I think he probably had to go do that, so that's why he left.
Aww.
I'm taking a guess. I have no idea.
At least DC is not on.
Even if he was, I wouldn't unmute him.
Oh, really?
Well, okay, I didn't even meet him back a couple of times. Just mess with him.
Like last
And one thing I'm actually happy about is, you know that annoying bitch or whatever?
Yeah.
The one that you kept always talking about, which you haven't talked about for a while? Well, I mean, did she get my cell phone number? She hasn't texted me in forever.
Yeah, because she has a new number.
I got her cell phone number, I got her new number, but she still hasn't texted me. I don't really text her, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it's freaking hilarious. Like, I was going through, like, my newsfeed earlier, and, like, hold on. And, like, all of a sudden, I see a status from her. I was like, wait a minute. Did I not block one of her profiles? I went to it. Damn straight, I did it. I'm looking at it, it's just like, okay, drama, 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 block. Because I've had, like, a lot of people question me about her because, like, they saw one of the statuses that I put up on her page that she runs. And I've had, like, a lot of people message me, like, is it true, is it true? And all this and that, and I was like, yeah, she's dating a 17-year-old, she's fake as fuck, I have the proof, I'll send it to you, whatever. Like, I send it to them, and they're like, oh, okay, we're disliking the page, and we're blocking her. I was like,
I think you sent me the proof. I gave you a hard time that one night.
Yeah, asshole.
Hey, I want to see the proof. I want to see her totally fake.
Oh, God, everybody getting, like, everybody... Like, all I said was April's fake as fuck, and they're like, yep, we can see it.
That was the first one, I think.
Yeah. The only, okay, like, I saw it too, but, like, I was only pretending to play nice with her because of the fact it was, like, of the shit she pulled with my girlfriend pissed me off. So I mainly listened to their side, but I played her.
Yep. And I heard that Havoc even got a new cell phone number because of her.
Really?
Yep. I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Like...
I don't really care.
Well, like, I knew, like, Havoc was letting his phone go get turned off.
Well, actually, what I'm with Havoc was he didn't have money to pay for his phone, so he had to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it got reactivated, he had to change the number and did that. So she doesn't have his number.
Well, that's good because, like, I saw her post up on the page saying, like, oh, my ex-boyfriend has said this, and that, and I was like, really now? So... And then I just put her on blast. I was like, but you said this, you said that, you said it on the radio, and everything like that. And she's like, quit your shit or I'll ban you from the page. I was like, go ahead, ban me. I don't care.
Oh, no one really cares about her drama. It's just stupid as hell.
It was fucking hilarious, though. Like, I was fucking laughing my ass off because she was trying to tell me that, like, oh, Havoc was nothing to her, and that she rushed into a relationship, and that she had him pay for the phone and everything like that. It was fucking hilarious.
And I bet Havoc would even say he never paid for shit for her.
But I still thought also, like, I still thought it was also kind of funny that she sat there and she told me, oh, I'm going to make sure you never call in the JRR again and da-da-da-da. I was like, really? Okay. Like, to see that happen.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, because she doesn't really do anything for it.
As long as she can control what the hell you do. I mean, different state.
That's true, yeah.
And you're not even, like, local to each other anyway, so, like, who cares?
Yeah. But there's, like, one thing that people, you know, still get on me about that I said to her, and I really don't care.
Who cares about her? Doesn't matter.
fucking hilarious. What?
I was just looking at my dog that's asleep in my bed. Who has his eyes, like, rolling to the back of his head while he's asleep. And now he's staring at me.
What the hell?
Hey, what do you expect a yellow lab to do when he's asleep? He kind of has his eyes rolling back of his head, like he's moving them up and down.
He's dreaming.
Yeah, and one time he was dream barking, too. The other dog, like, looked over his shoulder, like, what the fuck? And then, like,
my dogs do that all the time. Like, one of them will start it, and then, like, the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. It's a freaking chain.
It was funny, though, because, like, when he was dream barking the one time, like, the older black dog, like, looked over his shoulder, like, what the fuck? And then basically just got up and walked away. And then he got up right after that, because he heard him get up. And, but then again, that's what dogs do.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I went to touch him, or I put my hand near him and he blinked, so he's not asleep anymore. But his eyes are still acting like he is. He's moving, but his eyes are still asleep.
Yeah, dogs tend to do that. Is this boy a juggalo? Yeah, he is. God damn, yeah.
Jeez. Funny moment, actually, for me, like, tonight was, because, you know, I had the one bottle of whiskey, like, for my birthday, the cheaper kind, like, right before
mm-hmm.
that. And I basically finished that bottle off, like, last weekend. And because today is the day that, you know, the whole trash recycling, that whole thing happened. I didn't even, like, wait, that noise finish that bottle. So I just, like, was like, okay, it's recycling day. He's asleep. Fuck it. I'm tired. Put it in the recycling bin. Walk away. Second.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you alone for a little bit. I'll be right back.
Okay. Actually, I'll just end the show. Just text me or whatever.
All right, that's fine.
Because what's the point? Recording mode anyways.
That's later. True. All right, bye.